Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. May chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Garcia. Garcia fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Garcia. Kelly goes all the way around to score. May moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Money steals second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Downing. The throw from Porter and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Briggs reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Briggs moves to third. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio is called out on strikes. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money takes first base on ball 4. Rob Ellis pinch hits for Dave May. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Ellis now playing right field. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.